We continue our scripture reading in the book of Hebrews. We come today to chapter 5, and we'll read verses 1 to 10. If you're using the Pew Bible, you'll find this on page 1278. Now, the writer of Hebrews is exhorting that Jewish Christian church not to abandon the gospel. Whatever else they do, no matter how much persecution, don't let go of Jesus, because he's better and he is the only true Savior. And so he said Jesus is better than the angels. Don't be trusting angels, trust Jesus. He's better than Moses, better than Joshua. He's a better priest than Aaron was. And that's the section we're in now. In fact, the book of Hebrews gives the most concentrated teaching in all the New Testament about the priestly office of the Lord Jesus. It's one of the things that makes this such a valuable book. Now, when we finished chapter 4, it was with an exhortation to prayer. And he's going to apply that and say, now the priestly ministry of Christ is going to encourage you in your prayer. And he introduces a name, namely Melchizedek. He says that Jesus is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, I'm going to ask you to wait till chapter 7 to work it out, because he introduces him here, but he really works out his analogy in chapter 7. The point here is that Melchizedek, as he's presented as a priest in the Bible, is a priest by appointment. He didn't earn it. He didn't inherit it. He was appointed it sovereignly by God. Jesus is like that. Now, that's one of the two reasons in these verses he says why you should be willing to pray and have confidence in prayer, because the priest who presents your prayers to God is doing so, Jesus Christ, on the basis of divine appointment. Why would Jesus answer my prayers? Well, there's a number of reasons. One is because God the Father has committed him to do that. And it is part of Jesus' service to his loving Father, who has chosen us in his covenant of grace, that he would exercise that priestly ministry, how certain he is to do so. And so when you pray in Jesus' name, you're saying, Lord, let the Lord Jesus present these prayers. And remember, this is the priest whom you, our Father, appointed to do this very work. Now, the other reason that he emphasizes is because Jesus is able to sympathize with you. He became a man primarily to make atonement for your sins. We're going to see that in the sermon. But he also actually suffered. He knows what it's like. If you say, God, no one knows what it's like I'm going through. God has no idea. Jesus says, no, I do know. I know what it is to be reviled, to be rejected, to be treated unjustly. He knows what temptation is like. He knows better than we do, because he never gave into it. And Jesus is able to sympathize with you. Although he was a son, verse 8 says, he learned obedience through what he suffered and was made perfect in order to give us an eternal salvation. How was Jesus made perfect? Well, he was made qualified for this office appointed by the Father through his sufferings in his life, and especially in his death. What an all-sufficient Savior. Remember that and be encouraged to pray. Well, with these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Hebrews 5. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he is himself beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." And he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.